Greetings from the angelic realm. We are the one called Gabriel. It is a great honor to meet with all of you. And we can feel the coherent energy that you represent. Cohesive energy. Bonded energy. Energy that is attached, if you will, to a goal, a perspective, an outcome, an objective, if you will. And yes, we are using a number of different words because we want our intention, our message, and our transmission to be as clear as possible. And we say all of this with seriousness, severity, authenticity, and a great deal of love. Love is at the base of the divine blueprint. And because love is at the base of the divine blueprint, it will require that all of those throughout the omniverse are taught the message of love. And of course, love and light are synonymous. They are the same thing. And so all darkness must be released. And the way that darkness is released is not through confrontation. It is not through battle. It is through ingestion of love, sending love to darkness allows darkness to be released. You walk into a dark room, you flip the switch and the lights come on. You light a candle and the light begins to pervade every single space, every particle, every aspect of the quantum area around that room is infiltrated with light. And that is what the divine blueprint is. It is light. It is the highest frequency of light possible. It is the greatest and most wondrous aspect of origin. It is absolutely the definition of the Creator, light. It is the theme and the pervading condition of the angelic realm. It is the condition of the ancestors. And whom are the ancestors? The ancestors are the highest intelligence of the extraterrestrial realms. They exist in globes of golden light, which they have chosen as their origin, their residence, their home, if you will. They have been named the Shining Ones. They have been called the Anunnaki. They have been called the Teachers, the Masters. And they are that. They are not the only Masters. They are not the only Teachers. They are not the only Shining Ones. But those are names that have been given them. And they and the Council of Shambhala and the varying hierarchies are all absolute participants participating in what is called the outcome of the divine blueprint. And whether it be good news or bad news, and there is no good news and no bad news to us. But to you and to your brain, there are both. Whether it is either, the earth plane is the slowest aspect to come on board, to ingest, to integrate, to digest the divine blueprint. And believe it or not, and some of you will not, but that is why you are on the earth. Many of you believe it is so you can learn your final lessons. Yes, that is true. That is a truth. And you are on the earth because you are planting seeds in the most basic of ways, in the densest of possible habitations, origins. You are human, and you have taken on a human body, which comes with so many challenges. And first, let us say that we are infinitely grateful that you have chosen this task. It is a sacrifice, and it is you surrendering to one of the most difficult challenges that you could possibly take on. And again, for that we are infinitely grateful. And when the other entities that come through on this day thank you for your presence, the value of your presence, which is far beyond your ability to estimate. You read stories about Jesus Christ. Some of them you believe, some of them you do not. The Christ energy is imminently, infinitely grateful for your presence here. The Christ did not come to the planet Earth to save anyone. Nothing is saved. That is a word that humanity generated and created in order to generate fear. No, the Christ energy came to the Earth to show that miracles, which are absolutely able to be created by each and every one of you, could be created by humanity through the absolute use of love, light, and one other component, forgiveness. Absolute forgiveness. And that is what blessing your enemies is all about. Those who are the wisest bless their enemies. They bless their adversaries. They see that that ingestion of light, which creates forgiveness and generates forgiveness, that is the answer. It is acceptance. It is understanding. It is the truth that we are all one and unified. But we digress and we apologize. This was a basic understanding that we wished to emphasize. Our purpose is to give you a picture. And in order for that picture to flow as easily as possible into you, we are going to suggest, and it is only a suggestion, that you close your eyes.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
And allow your mind to ingest these pictures, because your soul already has them. Imagine a cosmos, a universe, where there is no lack, there is only abundance. And imagine that that abundance is shared with each and every species, each and every race, each and every country, each and every planet, each and every star system, each and every being, regardless of their origin, regardless of their vibrational frequency, and oddly enough, regardless of their intention. Because as the divine blueprint comes into fruition, as it becomes tactile and palpable and real and obvious, there will still be a few stragglers who are stuck, so to speak, and they are not stuck, but feel stuck in the darkness. And as all of that abundance is around them, because of their darkness and their lack of worthiness, they will need to be convinced that they are worthy enough to share, that all of their past is absolutely forgiven and forgotten, and that they are a part of the brightest light and the most wonderful creation and the Creator. And we will use that word Creator because it is a universal word and it encompasses all of the names of the Creator. And so, the question your mind, of course, brings forth is when? How soon can we expect this? And as you have been told time and time and time again, we do not know. But we do know this, or perhaps we should say, and we know this. The seeds that you are planting of forgiveness and love and light on the planet, the assistance that you are offering to all of those around you, including the Earth, Gaia, Terra, whatever you want to call it, the planet, that love and that light that you generate on a moment-to-moment basis is flowing into the quantum field. And it is attaching to the future possibility of the divine blueprint's absolute creation. Let that reality become a basic belief in your mind. And then, of course, you ask, why is there suffering? Why is there pain? Why is there death? Why is there starvation, lack of water? All of that is the creation of choice, and all of that can be mitigated, all of that can be ended, all of that can stop. And as the divine blueprint continues to gain greater and greater hold in the earth plane, those leaders that you wish to see removed will fall by the wayside. Their reign will crumble. Their power will be taken away. Some of them will actually just go away. They will literally disappear. They will no longer be able to handle the vibrational frequency that is being transmitted from the ancestors, from the Creator, through you. Yes, through you, because you are a kind of transmitter, transponder, if you will. This light, this energy, the divine blueprint, flows through you. And as you have been told time and time and time again, you live on multiple levels. Your consciousness is not always aware of all of those levels. However, you absolutely live on many different levels. And the level that you are experiencing as a human being in the earth plane has very important responsibilities that come with it. And those responsibilities sometimes generate doubt, sometimes generate fear, sometimes generate an attachment to struggle, sometimes generate unhealthy conditions in the physical body. And believe us, those conditions are generated to help you find the love within yourself, to help you create the forgiveness of self that is so important, to help you generate the light that is within you, the Christ awareness, the priest, priestess. Call it rabbi, call it minister, call it priest, priestess, call it whatever you like. It is all light. And when you have come to the end of your rope, when you have come into frustration, and when you think you cannot go on, that it's too much, the universe will bring you a sign, a symbol, an omen, a signpost, some sort of signal in order for you to regenerate your strength, to rejuvenate your being, to give you what is necessary. And then you will understand, I must take care of this physical structure. I must give myself a break. I must do what is kind and compassionate and loving for myself. I must treat this body as if it were a temple. I must respect it. I must nurture it. I must love it. Why? Because my task will affect so many. You cannot even begin to evaluate your importance on this planet. We are not appealing to your ego. We are actually appealing to your humility. We hope that your ego is generated in a balanced way so that you can feel the strength and the power and the wisdom it has to offer you. Now, this moment, here and now, is your opportunity to begin to appreciate and trust and value your worth. It is your opportunity to suppress your doubt. Which is real? We do not for one second deny the doubt that you feel. Part of your brain, part of your creation, and yes, part of your choice. You can cleave to the doubt and allow your worthiness and your value and your self-worth to drop like a rock off of a cliff. Or you can hear the love that we have for you. You can ask us for help. You can ask all of the masters and the ancestors and the hierarchy and your council and the council of Shambhala and the angelic realm for help. And we will infuse within you confidence. We will infuse within you the ability to carry on. We will offer you determination. We will offer you obstinacy, stubbornness, persistence, and determination, so that all of those challenges that you are facing can, in fact, be overcome. Whatever imbalance, whatever dis-ease, whatever discomfort, whatever pain you are experiencing, temporary. A temporary condition, and whatever you need to move through it will be offered you. That physical body that you wear is terribly important. We have stated that message several times in this transmission. It is also incredibly valuable. And no matter what you think of it, no matter how you devalue it based on comparison to other physical bodies you see, no matter where they are, you and your physicality are incredibly valuable. Think of it as a tool in your tool chest. Think of yourself as a repair person. I am repairing the darkness that has been infused into the planet Earth. And I am doing so with light and love and forgiveness. And the first one that I infuse with love, light, and forgiveness is me, my being, my body, my beingness. The first one I must love by laying my hands on my heart is me. And I create a cycle, a circuitry, where love generated from my heart goes through my shoulders and my arms and through my palms and back into my heart. A cycle. And that love is light, powerful light, light of a high frequency. I choose now to love myself. I choose to release and let go of all of the self-incrimination, self-doubt, and self-guilt, and self-blame that I have lauded upon myself for all of my life and lifetimes. I forgive. I let go. I have no need for this pressure, this heaviness, this weight, this darkness. No. No need whatsoever. So in your mind, light. Light a candle. Flip the switch. Turn on the bulb. Light the fire. Look in the fireplace. Look at the candle. Look at the bulb. Look at the headlights. Look at the Christmas lights, the seasonal lights. Look at the sun. Look at the stars. Look at the planets at night that shine so brightly and reflect light. We don't care what the source is. It doesn't matter. Light yourself up and share the light that you are with anyone and everyone who comes into your presence. But first and foremost, share it with you. Please, we ask you in the kindest, most humble way, share light with self. Breathe. Now breathe in through your nostrils and breathe that light in. I am light. I was light. I am light. I will be light. I am always light. Always. And to share my light as the most powerful, honest, sincere, authentic task I can accomplish. It doesn't matter what you produce in this lifetime. It doesn't make any difference what you have succeeded at and what you have failed at. It doesn't matter. It's important, but it doesn't matter. What is important is you. Your achievements, your accomplishments, they may be important to you, and that is good, for that is a way for you to compliment yourself, to shine, to celebrate yourself, to achieve. There is nothing wrong with achievement. Do not mishear us. And there is nothing wrong with failure, because there is no failure. There's learning, there's growth, but there is no failure. You haven't failed, you have learned. You have learned what to do differently. Keep learning. And strangely enough, keep failing. Because you learn from your failure. But do not quit. Do not quit. Do not give up. Rest when you need to. In the man's mind, the phrase, "We are not spring chickens anymore," comes up. No, perhaps you are autumn chickens. Maybe you are winter chickens, but you are still powerful chickens, powerful creatures. And the Creator is a part of you. We, the angelic realm, are a part of you. And we love you very much. So what does the divine blueprint look like? What does its integration look like? A world where there is no lack. A universe without lack. A cosmos. A collection of galaxies where there is absolutely abundance. Entities merging with one another. Speaking a universal language and then no longer speaking it, hearing and listening without speech, a sense of powerful love, light, and forgiveness, and a desire to generate more and more of that love, light, and forgiveness. A feeling of peace, harmony, and comfort. Light, more light than one can imagine. Occasionally a particle of darkness, which is then infused with so much light that it cannot remain dark. It's actually ingested into the totality of light. And does it happen next week? Does it happen next year? Does it happen next decade? It is happening now. It is happening right now. Planets, entire galaxies are being converted into light. Sooner or later, your astronomers will see them. They won't be able to explain them, but they will see them. Something is happening. Somewhere out in the other galaxies, the vibrational frequency is rising. We can't explain it. We don't know why. It's not the result of stars. It's not the result of suns. It's not the result even of solar flares or whatever else they might try to theorize will be the source of it. But it's happening. And you will understand. You will know exactly what's taking place. You will dream of it. You will be shown it in your meditation. You will actually become a part of it because you already are. You're already the source. You're already making it happen. Why do we share that with you? Because you're not seeing it happen on your planet as quickly as you would like, and your impatience gets the best of you sometimes, and that's okay. We understand. Comes with the territory, nature of the beast, call it whatever you like. Part of the plan, part of the program. Always there is the opportunity to rebound. Always there is the opportunity to come back. Always there is the opportunity to rise above. Rise above. Rise above this challenge. Rise above the failure. Rise above the delays. Rise above the obstacles. Ride on the elephant. Allow the boundaries, the obstacles, to be pushed out of the way. Gently. Gently. Ask Ganesh. Ask the angelic realm. Ask the ancestors. They and you are one and the same. Ganesh is within you. You can ask Ganesh for help, but you are actually asking yourself for help. Breathe. See that vision of pure light. See that vision of millions, trillions, billions of beings, all light. Collectively networked and connected with one another. It's happening now, right now. And so what if the earth plane is the last holdout? What if it is the last place that converts into light? Sometime in what you and your brain define as the future, you will be able to say, you will know, I was there. I planted the seeds necessary for it to convert. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of pain. I suffered. I triumphed. I managed. I endured. I prevailed. and so has the light. There is so much of it. It's everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to see. Sometimes you have to flip the light on. Sometimes you have to light the candle, light the match, light the fire. It's there. Trust it. Trust it. Trust it. And so are we. We are there with you. With you. We are the Archangel Gabriel. We are so grateful for your presence, so grateful for your challenges, and so grateful for your triumphs and your victories. You are light. You are love. And you are forgiveness. And so it is.